You gotta leave the guitar part. Come on, it's the guitar part. We didn't go there to listen to the synthesizer.
Welcome to another edition of Evil Avatar Radio. We're planning and more planning come together.
Exactly. That is the longest fucking intro. There it is. Anyway.
There's a reason we're playing this song.
It is. And we just got back from a long fucking walk. By the way, who is it? Mott Wackward?
Yes.
Wants us to tone down the language?
You're probably going
to
freak
out. Listen to it later.
Plug the cotton in the baby's ears because...
Well, he listens to it at work.
Oh. Well, don't put the speakers on, dumbass. God, you're one dumb motherfucker.
But yeah, don't listen to it at work. God, because it's bad. Who do you work for? Your work sucks.
He's Tom Brokaw. That's his name.
Well, he's on Meet the Press then, is he?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, we just got back from weird night. We got in from doing the E3 thing, and we're like, what are we gonna do tonight? I'll try and take over the world. So we decided to go to this EA Meet the Makers thing, which
our makers weren't there apparently.
If they were, I wouldn't have been able to. I wouldn't have been able to talk to them anyway. It was too loud. You couldn't have a conversation in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, that wasn't a very good party. I think it was the wrong crowd. I don't think that was a party for us anyway. So we headed down a few blocks. It was me, you, and Trixie.
Trixie from Microsoft.
Yeah. So we walked down to the Orpheum where Harmonix and EA and they were having a rock band bash is what it said on the outside of it. And we'd been to the Orpheum earlier this week when EA held their press conference. Well, they were holding a little party there. However, you had to have tickets to get in. But thanks to Trixie, she pulled some strings and got us in. She had somebody else pull some strings and get us in. Whatever the case, it was nice.
There was multiple string pulling involved, but
yeah,
it all worked out in the end, and we got to see The Who.
Yeah. Well, it was like special guest.
Yeah.
Rumors were it was going to be The Who, and turns out it was The fucking Who. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was great.
It was really awesome.
I'm a big Who fan. I really am. I mean, we play them at the station that I work at back home, and so I've always been a fan of them. Oh, God, since, used to hear their music in trailers a lot, especially Bob O'Reilly or whatever.
Right.
And I really, that's how I got kind of turned on to them. Then, of course, you know, CSI uses them in every fucking show they do. So, but yeah, that was just great to see them live. That was great. Yeah, he did the windmill on the guitar.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, so Pete Townsend, right?
Yeah, Pete Townsend. Yeah. He didn't break a guitar. He didn't slam one over the, you know.
But he broke a guitar string.
He broke a guitar string.
He was freaking playing the shit out of that.
Middle of Pinball Wizard, man.
And they just stopped, switched the guitar, and kept on going. It was great. It's really awesome.
He's like, does that happen in the game?
Yeah.
Nope. bet it will in the next one. Yeah, that was really cool. And then we walked all the way back from the Orpheum to here. It was a fucking hell, and I'll never do it again.
All right, so we promised to keep this one brief because we're tired.
But already we're 5 minutes into it.
Yeah. And we saw probably about 15 to 20 games today.
Yeah, between the two of us.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I didn't have written down here when we were going over? Fallout 3.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's one. That's one
15
we forgot.
To 21 games today. About 20 in Scott's estimation.
Yeah.
So up first.
20 with Scott Matt.
Yeah. We saw some Lego Batman.
That was the first thing we saw today. We're not going to go too deep into that. It's Batman.
It was Legos with Batman.
Yeah.
Surprisingly. The unique feature, though, of it was you do get to play as villains in it. Kind of every character sort of has their own little superpower that they can do.
30 levels.
It looked gorgeous. It looked really good. It definitely one of the best looking Lego games.
You get 30 levels. You multiply that because you're going to have to play them again once you unlock everything and then go back through it. So you're looking at 60 levels of play, maybe even more if you have to. Releases September 26th, and there will be a demo. And it's also an original story. There's nothing they didn't pull from the movies, with the exception of the music, which
right,
is nice.
Yeah.
Elfman music, by the way.
So, and then up next, we got to see Project Origin, which is the sequel to Fear, the true sequel to Fear.
Right. None of that.
This is from the Fear developers, even though it doesn't have the Fear name.
Right.
And right from the get go, you had creepy little girl.
The first thing I said, I was like, I hate that little girl. And I laughed at it. It was really hard paying attention to Lego Batman, because I kept seeing this in the corner of my eye.
But it looks really good. Destructible environments, really...
Mech suit.
Yeah, mech suit.
Mech suit.
It looked really badass, so...
It'll have multiplayer. There's no... The release date, I think, is going to be coming after.
Yeah, they said they're going to be announcing a lot more stuff coming up, so...
Then there will be a demo for that as well.
Yeah. So...
Moving on!
Yep, after that...
I went to Eidos. You kind of took a break.
Yeah,
because you're seeing Eidos later. You're seeing Eidos tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm seeing them tomorrow, so you...
I wasn't going to have a chance, so I sat in on Monster Lab, which has a very Tim Schafer-esque art style to it. Has nothing to do with Tim Schafer, by the way, but it has a very Tim Schafer-esque art style. It is, you basically build monsters. You're a mad scientist, and you put parts together, not like Spore, not like City of Heroes or anything, but you have a set amount of parts. In fact, you have 156 parts. Each of those parts can be powered up and raised in level, so the combinations are huge on the shit you can build. It'll release the week of Halloween. It will have online... And it is turn-based combat, and you'll just have to see some video of it to really understand how that combat works. It doesn't seem to have the flailing of the arms that we're so used to. It looks like you point and click on what you want to
knock out. We forgot a whole shit ton of games on our list here. The Atari stuff.
Whoa.
Deer Hunter.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Okay, so 15 to 26 games we've seen today.
There comes that Scott Mapp working right through everything.
It's, oh, man. It's just, so much goes on, and you're just rushing from place to place. Everything just kind of, like, blurs together. You
know? There were stuff that we saw things today that we didn't have written down on our meeting list. I mean, it was just like, because I scheduled appointments with Eidos. I saw LucasArts, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, we got in with Ubisoft. We weren't planning on seeing.
We weren't planning on doing that. Thank you, Jenny Sue. So yeah, then I saw Battle Stations Pacific. If you played the Battle Stations games, it looks like it's the same thing. I had not played any of the Battle Stations games, so I don't know. The questions I asked were probably like, "Oh yeah, it was in the last one. It's going to be in this one." You know what I'm saying? But I didn't know that. So yeah, it's going to have co-op, online co-op. For it all across the whole thing. It released first quarter of 2009. Have 5 multiplayer modes. It's, you know, you can capture bases, airstrips. This has naval battles on sea and undersea as well. So submarine warfare there.
Silent Surface. Best submarine game ever.
It'll be released on the 360 and the PC. Or as they were saying a lot out there, games for Windows. I'm surprised they adopted that so quickly. I also got to take a look at Tomb Raider Underworld. You're getting a look at this tomorrow as well.
I'm hoping to actually see Tomb Raider Underwear.
Yeah.
The little-known sequel to that.
Not much of it, actually. Look. She's in a diving suit the entire time.
Going commando.
Of this demo. It starts you out on a boat in the middle of the ocean. Which is strange, because normally, you know...
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's an open world. She has scuba gear this time, so you don't have to find air pockets or anything. You just dive in, there you go. Underwater combat, underwater puzzle solving. That was a big... I think that's the new thing about it, I believe. Because once you're back on land, you're back on land. No more QuickTime events. They're called adrenaline moments. The action slows down, and you got to get the fuck off the platform you're on, or dodge, or whatever, because shit's about to happen. So there you go. Repel with the grapple, that's new as well. She can also run now.
She can run. She couldn't run before?
She could run only as fast as you were holding the stick forward.
Okay.
But now she can actually sprint.
Oh, there's like a run modifier button.
Yeah, whatever. Basically. Okay. Something else that was neat, there will be a demo, by the way, of this. I'm not sure when, but there will be a demo. You can take pictures in the game now. She has like a digital camera. And you can share those photos. You can upload them on the PlayStation Network and Xbox Live so that people can download them. I know you're thinking, share photos. This is what you want to be, you know. If you can't find a certain puzzle, or if you're looking for a piece to a puzzle, somebody else down, you know, takes a picture of how to get there, and you download the photos. So you can look. Neat stuff there. Moving on. This is probably going to... Do we want to skip Midway, come back to it? Because I know we want to spend a lot of time on that one game.
let me go through a few. We'll do that one last.
Okay, we'll go into that one last. Okay,
so ahead. So I saw Wheelman, and it's a game that stars Vin Diesel, and it kind of has this whole this whole transporter kind of feel to it. If you've seen the Jason Statham movie, basically you know the demo had you being a wheelman for a bank heist, and you had to run away from the cops and stuff. But what they did is they kind of made it like an action game, and there's different modifiers you can do, different moves. You can kind of sideswipe cars, and you can spin your car around and shoot out the front windshield and stuff. And it, you know, it's very action movie esque. And I was pleasantly surprised with it. It was a lot of fun. So definitely keep an eye on it. If you liked games like the Stunt Driver game, the Stuntman Ignition game, that's kind of almost, I kind of got that feel from it, but it was a little more in depth.
I got in there real late. It looked a lot like Kane and Lynch for some reason. Some of the shooting mechanics, or the point of view system, maybe, I'm not sure.
Yeah,
it looked
a little like Kane and Lynch. I don't think there's going to be much non-vehicle sections. You can get out of your car and stuff. The one really cool move was... they called it an air jack. And what you can do is, like, if your car gets so fucked up that it's, like, on fire and stuff, you can kind of work in behind another car and do an air jack, and you freaking literally launch yourself out of your car and into the car in front of you. And, like...
I hate I missed that.
Yeah. It's so, like... The first one the guy did on was actually, like, a convertible, so it was pretty easy. He just kind of launched it and got in. But, like, the second one was like, a van, and he got on the roof, and he kind of swung in through the side passenger door, kicked the driver out, and just kept going on, like, one smooth thing. So it's pretty slick. I'd expect to see probably a movie coming from that property.
The trailer looked like a movie, a movie trailer whenever it first premiered.
So, and then TNA Impact... Right.
Yeah,
is that the name of the
we saw
game?
TNA Impact. I mean, it's a wrestling game. It's
fun.
Different because it's obviously not in the WWE series, but it was TNA Impact, 60 frames per second as opposed to the 30 that you normally get from WWE games. Photo reference on the characters, you know, every little detail is there. But it's a wrestling game, and I really can't... honestly, we can't tell you much about it. They told us whatever they could. We had a lot of fun playing it. We did one of those X matches, or whatever it's called. Had a lot of fun, enjoyed it. It's four players, like, on one console, right?
Not
online. It's only two players online. But, you know, you want to bring some friends over, it's four that you can play. So that was fun. What do we do? We'll come back to the that game. We'll do that last.
Okay.
Then we went to Ubisoft.
Yep.
Saw Brothers in Arms.
Yeah, if you've played the previous Brothers in Arms game, it's pretty much the same thing. Graphically, though, it's gorgeous. It's tightly focused on these 10 days
squad play.
Yeah.
Well, no, yeah, you're right. Yeah. This is the Market Garden battle.
Yeah.
That took place during World War II. This is it. It's just Market Garden. That's all it is. It took place over 10 days. That's how long the game takes place.
Yeah, they paid a lot of attention to detail. Like, the one mission they showed us, they said, hey, it was the
Black Friday mission. They researched the weather.
Yeah, they made sure the weather was correct, you know, where things were. History buffs are really going to like the game. It actually plays a little bit more like a shooter. The past one was a little bit not so well in the shooter environment, but I thought it plays pretty well as a shooter, too.
10 versus 10 on the multiplayer system, no co-op.
Right.
There's a cover system, you know, and maybe there was in the past Brothers in Arms games. Demo will come after the release, so keep that in mind. We saw Far Cry 2.
Yeah, we didn't get to see too much of it.
We were running out of time.
We were kind of rushed, but it looked pretty good. We saw on the PS3.
It'll have multiplayer, had no co-op, obviously, but it's Far Cry.
I thought he said something about that of mine.
I wrote down no co-op.
No? Okay. It had a neat health system, or basically...
Death system.
when you have these people that you find, and if you find them, and you die or you get incapacitated, they come into the battle you were in and basically pull you out and revive you. And you get that once from each person that you see.
Yeah, you get that one time. If they die, though, during battle or whatever, then you don't get them anymore. So that was a neat little thing. What is it? Oh, you can choose how you want to play. Well, I mean, obviously you can always choose how you want to play in Far Cry. You can either, you know, avoid enemies or run them head on, but this one allowed you to change the time of the day.
Yeah.
You'd find a cot, you could sleep on it, and then you could change, you could set your alarm on your wristwatch of when you want to wake up, and when you wake up, if it's night, then you go through it and it's a little bit more stealth-based if you want it to be. The map system was neat too.
Yeah.
You can always have your map out, even though it's not part of the HUD. You pull your map out, and he's holding it, and you just look down while you're... You can still walk while you're looking down at your map, and, you know, obviously your little checkpoint, you know, your little mark on the map is moving along with you. You can do this while driving. You can get in cars and drive. So that was neat. The, what is it, 50 square... What did they say? The island was 50 square meters or something like that?
Well, not meters.
50 square what?
Miles. Kilometers.
Kilometers, yeah. 50 Either square way. Kilometers. It was big.
50 square meters.
I don't know.
It's like a football field. Wow.
That's that 20 coming into play again. I think it's something like 20 feet. when you look at your map, if you recon first and identify enemies, you can look at your map and they'll show up on your map as well. After you have to recon, you have to find them first though. Then we saw hawks.
Hawks.
I know. It's like a clearance.
Yeah.
Gazoon type.
It was Ace Combat with co-op.
Which, by the way, your Ace Combat flight stick will work with hawks.
Oh, the one thing that was really cool though, it was that extra camera that they had. I don't know what they called it. But there's kind of this free floating camera which lets you really maneuver. I've played those 3D flying games for a long time.
It's almost
time.
Like a cinematic camera.
Yeah, and I've never seen a camera pull off like this, and it really gives you control.
I can dodge the missiles better. You can see
everything around you. It worked really well, so I was pretty impressed with that.
The story takes place after Graw, but before End War. It has 50-plus planes in the game, and it'll have 4-player co-op, which is always good.
So that was looking good.
Then we went to Fallout. And we played Fallout 3.
Yes.
What did you...
No, I didn't have that on our list even.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Another one I forgot.
I know. What did you... Other than the bat slash gun.
Yeah, I had an interesting glitch in it where the... I was playing around with a baseball bat beating some... What were they called?
The giant ants?
The rats.
The rats.
What were they called? They were... Had a clever name.
Werehogs?
No, they weren't werehogs. That had to do the radiation. It was like Rad Rats or something like that.
Rad Rats.
Yeah, it was.
Sounds like a cartoon show from the 90s. Rad Rats.
So I was beating them with a Louisville Slugger, and then I decided to switch to a pistol, except it kind of like kept the Slugger there and put the pistol right through the middle of it, so it was a bat pistol.
Quick, Batman, get the bat pistol.
Todd Howard was there, who owned, I don't know, he's the president of Bethesda.
Really?
Yeah, that was a shorter guy that was there.
Shit, I didn't meet him. Fuck.
And I said, he said, you know, how do you like it? And I said, hey, it's good. I said, I really like the bat pistol. And he said, yeah. He goes, how'd you do that? And I told him, I went through the steps and stuff. I said, I think you should keep it. I'd like to see a weapon with a pistol with a big-ass club with it.
Didn't he say that they'd seen Stranger Things that day? Like a flame-throwing something? I don't know. It was a bunch of different stuff.
Besides the little glitch, it was solid. It looked gorgeous. It looked really good.
It took me a while to run into really any solid enemies. I mean, you were fighting animals, and I ran across, like... We had about 20 minutes worth of game time. 10 minutes was me getting out of the vault and walking through the terrain before I actually found some worthy opponents.
Yeah.
I fought some giant ants, which was not hard to do at all. But then I found like the Supermart, whatever it was called, which actually gave me experience.
Yeah, see, I didn't get there. I found some like wolves and shit.
I found humans. I found people to shoot at. And I went into the supermarket, and that's when that VAT system came into play, which I really like.
Yeah, the VAT thing is cool.
Even though I never got out of the supermarket alive, I played that thing like 5 times and kept dying, but never got out of there. But yeah, we saw Fallout. What did you? I mean, you like it?
I did. Yeah. It's definitely something I'm going to want to pick up and play through. It's not anything really different, I guess. You know, it's a different setting, but the style of game isn't all that different from Oblivion.
Oblivion with guns.
Yeah, it's you know, it's definitely more than that.
I'm sure.
You know what the thing I really loved? I don't know if the presentation of like the titles and stuff.
Our food's here.
Peace old.
Yes, while we get our food. Coming. Brings it in.
Nice.
It's on a table.
In front of the bed?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay. I want to sign this for me.
Alright, thanks.
So you have the chicken wings, ranch dressing on the side, club sandwich with french fries, and it's a Coke and a Sprite. Do you care for something else?
Nope.
You can call us to pick up the table or just leave it outside.
Just leave it outside?
Yes. Either way.
And we're back. But not for long, because that food is just smelling really good. You want to try to do this while we eat?
Why don't we just pause it?
All right, we're going to go eat. We'll be right back. We're back.
We're back.
Yeah. We talked about Fallout 3.
Yeah, so that's where we were.
What do we do after that?
After Fallout, you went to Force Unleashed and stuff, I think?
No, I went to Eidos to see Tomb Raider real quick.
So
and then we kind of took a break. And you went to go get food.
Yeah.
I believe.
And do some work.
Yeah, we took a break. And then we had a meeting with Atari.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Excuse me. It's just 8, so we're all burping.
And Scott found his new favorite friend, or favorite game, and friend.
Danny.
I think you made a friend there. Yeah.
It was Danny. Danny's really cool. Apparently, Danny is like known in the circles of Dragon Ball Z games because he knows his shit with those games and when he makes them. But for whatever reason, he was demoing to us Deer Hunter Tournament. I know, Deer Hunter, right? I made a joke about it when we were inside. She's like, what games do you want to see? And I was like, oh, Deer Hunter. You know, as a joke, which I think is kind of mean to do. It's like, that's one of our games. Don't be a dick. But I was being a dick. But we looked at Deer Hunter and, I don't know, something changed.
It only took really one thing. Ragdoll physics.
It ragdoll physics to the animals.
And, that was it. Hilarity ensued. In fact, I think we dubbed it. It should be Deer Hunter Up the Ass Edition.
But why should it be Up the Ass Edition?
Because they've also added a bullet cam, where it tracks the bullet you shoot. So
only if it's like one of the major shots that kills the animal.
And apparently, going up the ass kills them. So. Scott enjoyed doing that over and over again.
Holy crap. See, the thing was, okay, what originally said, okay, sure, we'll take a look at Deer Hunter, was the fact that there was nothing else around there that wasn't already, I mean, there was a Dragon Ball Z game, but we're not familiar with that, so we wouldn't know really what to find out from them. There was, what was it, the new Neverwinter Nights, was that it?
Yeah.
And there were two DS games that were there. A cooking game and something that was completely unannounced. Didn't even have a title yet. And then there was also...
I can play that then. I can talk about that a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There was also the... what was it? Run?
Run?
What was the racing game?
Oh, I think it was just called, like, Pro... Hold on, I wrote it down. Pro Racing, I think.
Pro Racing? That's all it was called?
I think that's what it was called.
The hell was I getting Run from?
Yeah. So let's... All right, so, yeah, we got the Deer Hunter out of the way.
Well, they said it was online.
Yeah.
That's what drew us to it. Apparently, there's an online mode with Deer Hunter now. And you and your friends can go out and just deer hunt. You can chat and go deer hunting, and you can set up tournaments, and what? There's just a ton to do. But, man, it's like a hunting sim now. But that whole bullet cam and ragdoll physics, I didn't even get to use the bow and arrow.
So, basically, you're going to have a lot more racists on Xbox.
Get that son, bitch. there's a... And it's going to cost $40.
Yeah, it's a budget title.
It's a budget title.
And it... I mean, it looked like it. It definitely had some rough edges.
He didn't look like he was... You know, he was having fun, too.
Yeah, he was loving the game. You were loving the game. Who the fuck are you kidding?
Come on, you were laughing, too. You were enjoying
it. When you shoot the deer in the ass and it fucking face plants with the ragdoll physics and rolls down the hill, it's pretty satisfying.
He shot that goat. Like, the bullet cam is like, it goes right in. Then when it hits, it zooms out and the goat and this wide-eyed mouth open tongue out. Like, that was so great.
Why'd you shoot me in the ass?
Surprise butt sex.
Oh,
okay. You looked at The Witcher.
Yeah, The Witcher Enhanced Edition. I had not played the original, but let me get my notebook.
Owners of the original Witcher, you guys got some good news coming your way. We'll tell you why in a bit.
They added a ton of stuff to this. A
lot of languages. I walked in on that. What was that all about?
Yeah, it has 9 voiceover languages and 10 subtitle languages.
Wow.
Available on the DVD. So you can listen to it and, you know, read it in any of those combinations of.
Was that a lot of requests for that?
I don't know. They added a ton of interface improvements. They re-recorded 5,000 lines of dialogue with a brand new... Yeah.
Wow.
They added 200 new gestures and animations to the dialogue system. The loading times are really improved. They've gone from like 30 seconds to like 5.
Mm-hmm.
NPCs are now random. They randomize their clothes and the look of all of them. There's... about 5 hours of additional quests, and it will also come with 2 music CDs. One is the soundtrack, and one is the inspirational soundtrack. So all that is going to be in the enhanced edition of it, which is kind of like a collector's edition for this thing.
Yeah, but it costs the same price.
Yeah, but the best thing is, if you own The Witcher, you can get everything, with the exception of the physical items, obviously, for free as a download, including all the languages and stuff he said. So.
Everything, yeah.
Yeah.
It's completely free for users of The Witcher
cool.
already.
Very
which is really cool of them to do that. So that was awesome. What did we see after that? I went and saw... What did you do? You went to the floor, didn't you?
We saw some more Atari stuff. I did see Pro Racing.
I left you at that time.
Yeah, I got some hands-on time with that. It's pretty similar to you know, like Forza and GT. There was nothing that really distinguished it from other racing games out there. It just seemed like a straightforward kind of racer. It wasn't bad, but it just... nothing really set it apart. And I also saw... And I was kind of waiting around to get on... I don't remember what I was trying to get. I think I was trying to get on the Pro Racing game. So I picked up one of the DSs there, and it had this Jamie Oliver's What's Cooking? I don't care about the cooking part of it, but what is cool is it's basically like a little cookbook. Like, there's, I don't know how many recipes there are. There had to be at least 100 or so. But every recipe, not only can you, you know, see the ingredients, read about it, and all, like the health information, you can click a thing and it brings it up a shopping list up. So you can literally like have that in the grocery store, go down the shopping list, check off the items that you that you get. I thought that was kind of cool.
Not to sound gay, but neat.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of neat. So that was pretty different. And then the other game was it was an untitled game that the working title was called Love.
We're both in a bed and we're talking about love.
Basically, it's a side-scrolling platformer. You play as this girl who's trying to hook up with boys.
Not a joke. How was that, Bap? Did you hook up with any guys?
No. But I guess some of the levels actually have you as the guy, too. But it's pretty cool, actually. It's real stylized, and mm-hmm. like you can do things like you can draw your pathway, and you can land on the lines you draw, and things like that. And
oh, okay.
It was interesting. I'm sure when they're ready to release more info on it, we'll see what happens. But they're saying they want it to be released by Valentine's Day. That's their goal.
Yeah. Cool.
And that was it from Atari then.
Then you went what, to the floor?
Yeah.
No, we went to the EA.
Yeah.
Forgot about that, didn't
we? We did go to the floor. We got to meet Dennis Dyack finally.
I know, we got Dyack, yeah. He wants to do the show, too.
So we talked to him for a little bit, and I did play a little bit of the T-Human they had on the floor. Don't know if it's the same as... He said it was a full version, but I think what I was playing was the initial level.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. I liked what I played. It was kind of tough, though, to judge what was going on in the loud show floor, so I really can't wait to get home and just download the demo and trudge through that. But yeah, we did go to the EA... booth. We were supposed to have hands-on time with a bunch of games, but it was frankly way too crowded.
Oh, God. We didn't play. You played one game in there, and I just looked at others because it was just too crowded.
Yeah, I played the Wii Play version of Tiger Woods. it was fine. It was fun. It looked pretty good, actually, for a Wii game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought. So... that's about it, though, except for one game that Scott wanted
Hang
to
on.
Save here.
No. I got LucasArts. I got to see Clone Wars for the Wii, which is basically, you know, lightsaber fighting. That's all it is. Sure, if you like it, go for it. I saw Fracture, though. Saw gameplay of Fracture. I didn't get much out of that, though. All I got around was, you know, over a dozen weapons. But Fracture is, it's ground manipulation. That's all it is. You can transform the ground to your advantage. There was, at one point, the character went around and basically lifted the ground up to kind of seal in a bunch of guys on the inside of it. He went around and just made the ground rise higher so that they'd be trapped in there and he could focus on other things. Also, he would make the ground that he was standing on rise higher to give him a better elevation over the enemies he was fighting against. There was at one point, they were in an alleyway, and he made the ground lift up and then move to the back, and it just squished him against the wall. Hmm. So a new little fighting technique there. But yeah, I mean, that's what it is. So we saw that, and then I got to see Force Unleashed. Which, that's a must-buy. You gotta get that. That was awesome.
I'm gonna have to try and get in to check that out.
Today. It releases September 16th. September 16th.
Scott can no longer speak.
That's been going
He's
on for a while.
Way too excited.
It takes place between Episode 3 and Episode 4.
Cool.
And considering that Lucas has decided not to do, you know, any more films in the Star Wars universe, with the exception of... you know, licensing things out like Clone Wars that's coming to theaters and the television show that's apparently being worked on. They were pleased to be able to continue this, and so it's very story-centric about what you're doing. In fact, it starts with a story crawl, you know, like they all do. And you start out as Vader.
Interesting.
You start the game as Vader trying to find this little kid. The thing I guess I should have expected, but I didn't like, was that, you know, you have limited force powers. Mm-hmm. In other words, there's a force meter, you know, and it runs down when you're using your force powers. and it has to build back up while you're fighting and stuff. So there is a little bit of limitation. I guess it can't be completely unleashed at all times, but who knows. All right. So we got done with that, and that was pretty much the end of the day for us. However, in the day, not only did we meet Dyak, I met Ed Boon. That was awesome.
If you don't know who Ed Boon is, first of all, slap yourself. Next, he's the creator of Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. He was, you know, he was thrilled. He was, you know, the PR lady was like, he really likes meeting the fans. He's not really big on, like, the interviews with, like, TV and stuff. He likes meeting these people who are really excited, you know. He likes meeting his fans.
And apparently, he reads the site.
So he says. I asked Nick this. I was like, does every developer, when you show them your card, they're like, oh, The Evil Avatar, I read it all the time. Is that like, you know, is that what they, is, do you really get that?
Sometimes, I won't say everyone, but I say a fair share do, so.
I'm pretty sure Dyak reads the site.
Oh, I know his,
and Mark Rain reads the site.
I know his name and everything, Dyak.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to ask him when we get done with the show.
It's Blind Swordsman. He's come out and said who
he
is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. But yeah, so Boon said he reads the site. But yeah, it was really cool to meet this man. That was just, it was great.
We saw a couple people today. I saw Sid Meier at the Rock Band
thing. At the Rock Band thing, yeah.
I wish it wasn't so crowded because I would have talked to him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, it was so crowded. We
and
couldn't move.
You saw the guy that does the voice of Mario.
Okay, yeah. Funny story. I'm sitting there. I walk out of... I'm walking away from the Sony booth upstairs because I was trying to sneak into Sony and get a look at some of the games. Fat Princess, Resistance 2, that sort of thing. And I'm walking away and this white-haired dude's like, hey, I bet this guy would take our picture for us. And I was like, sure I would. I don't know who the fuck you guys are, but I'll take your picture. They hand me the camera and this, you know, white-haired dude's in the middle. And the two other people are on the side of him. And I'm sitting here focusing the camera, and I'm reading this guy's name tag, and it's like Charles Martinet. And then just before I squeeze the thing, he's like, you know, he does a little Mario hippo or whatever the fuck. And I click it, and I get done, and I was like, dude, I just realized now who you are. Great to meet you. Thank you. And he dashed off. But yeah, that was cool. But anyway, back to Mortal Kombat. This was the reason we went to Midway, to be honest with you. We really wanted to see Mortal Kombat versus DC. I liked it.
Yeah.
We sat down and started playing because the guy that was going to walk us through the thing, he was kind of busy at the time. So we just started playing, trying to figure shit out for ourselves. And damn if we didn't like what we played.
Yeah, they really cleaned up, you know, a lot of the problems that plagued the 3D Mortal Kombats. Plus, you got the DC characters.
Yeah, the DC character. We only saw there was only six on display. We had and not six characters total on display. We had Sonya, Sub Zero, Scorpion, Flash, Batman, Superman.
Yeah,
that's all we had. So the first set we picked, you picked Sub Zero.
Yeah,
and I picked Superman. And that was, you know, that was interesting. We were trying to figure out these guys' moves, and they have some interesting moves. I know Sub-Zero has a new one where he teleports, basically. He falls into a block of ice and then raises up on the other side. Superman's got heat vision, you know, freeze breath. He's got, I don't know what it's called, air suck or something, where he draws you towards, I don't know what it's called.
He's got that one really cool move where he kind of, like, the camera changes, it kind of
picks
you up, and then he slams you to the ground.
Yeah, he picks you up, and then the camera changes above his shoulder, and it's like this really slow motion fist, you know, slam on your chest and throws you back down on the ground. We couldn't get any fatalities to work. The guy showed us later about those. We'll go into them a bit, but the next one we did was Flash and Batman.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was pretty epic.
From right out from the gate, I had Flash do this move, and I never could do it again, where he went up and just punched the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
Your mouth was wide open when you're like, holy shit. Because it's so fucking fast.
Yeah.
Batman's got his Batarang. What else is Batman? We didn't see much of what Batman had to do.
He had like a couple like karate style moves.
Yeah.
But I didn't really see anything else.
So.
But the cool thing was they've added a few things. There's kind of like that that part where it gets all close up and you kind of like have to combo and you know, try and
the close quarters fighting that they have. Yeah,
you have to counter each other. So that was that breaks it up. And then the other thing that breaks it up was basically if you played Mortal Kombat games before, you know, there's like the stage things where you can knock them off the stage or into another part of the stage and stuff. And what they
did multi-leveled environments
is they have that in this. They kind of changed it so there's a little mini game that goes between. And the one that I really loved is when you were Flash, and you slammed like you slammed me through the wall, and you kept busting through walls.
I threw you against the wall, and then I ran into the wall with you on it, and we kept going through walls.
Yeah, wall after wall.
That was when you heard the voice come over and go, "Test your might," and that's when it goes from a fighter to button mashing. Like you don't have to press; you have to press all the buttons, but you're just slapping them. Yeah. You know, that's all you're doing, and it's like a tug of war. That goes up at the top. So you're trying to press them fast, and the other guy's trying to press them fast. And so who has, I guess, more control or something? I don't exactly know what happens if the other person wins. Maybe he counters the move. But that was cool. The aerial combat.
Yeah.
Whenever we fell out of off into a second level, the trip down turned into another type of mini game where you were on top at times, and then I was able to flip the fight back over. And while you're doing this, it builds up a meter to the side. And once it does, you can press the right trigger, and that executes a special move midair, which was really, really cool. There's also costume damage, facial damage, that sort of thing, deterioration. Seeing Superman with like most of his costume in shreds and his cape in shreds, that was really cool to see, just to see that maintain itself through the fight. And what else was there? There was... we did see fatalities.
Yeah, he showed us two.
Scorpion's fire breath fatality still in there.
Yeah.
You know, the one where he lifts off his face and breathes on you. So he burned Batman. Yeah. You know, burned him to a crisp.
And then we saw Superman.
We saw brutality. See, the DC characters have brutalities. The MK guys have fatalities. Now, not exactly, again, we only saw Scorpion, so we don't know what the other fatalities are. Does Sub-Zero rip out spines? I don't know. Probably not. He probably does the Super Nintendo move, where he freezes you and then breaks you. But yeah, we saw Superman's brutality, which was basically, do they have multiple? I don't know.
He didn't say.
Yeah, we didn't ask, but didn't say.
The only thing that they did, it sounded like they tried to do was shorten up the move list and stuff and keep it more focused. And so I wouldn't be, I'd be surprised if they have multiple ones.
But Superman's on Sonya's. Was it was a lot like in Superman 2, whenever Superman was getting beat up and one of the other one of their names escaped me now, but it wasn't Zod, but it was the other guy. He was like pounding him into the ground, like a hammer and nail type thing, and he was doing that to Sonya, just you know, driving her into the ground. So you know, it still was. I'm curious to see what else is there. But I liked what I saw. And I liked what I played. That's the other thing. You can down it all you want. Oh, they don't have fatalities in it. It's not Mortal Kombat anymore. Hey, the blood was there. Yeah. Fucking A. We saw Scorpion grab Flash's arm and just break motherfucker. It, yeah. Jesus Christ.
It looked cool. It looked really good, too.
Yeah. It looked great. So.
Anyway.
That's it. Another 45-minute mini-episode in the can.
So this will be our last one.
This is it. I'm headed back tomorrow.
I will, maybe if I get inspired, I will record one myself tomorrow.
Cool.
And we can, depending on what I see. But it's been an interesting ride, for sure.
Yeah, my first E3, it was a lot of fun, even though I've heard nothing but complaints from everybody else who's been to an E3. It's like, oh, this one sucks. But, you know, maybe it does. I gotta see more of them to figure out. It ain't no PAX, man. I love PAX.
Yeah. So, definitely looking forward to PAX.
Yeah, that's the next big one. So. Comic-Con, by the way. If anybody's going to be at Comic-Con, they're announcing more characters for Mortal Kombat DC and DC Universe Online, which I saw today, and we didn't talk about, but I saw DC Universe Online. That will be playable at Comic-Con as well. So, if anybody is going to Comic-Con, let us know, because we want you to be our scout out there and tell us how some of this stuff is. So let us know if you're going out there. But anyway, that's going to be it for us. It is, what time is it here?
1 o'clock.
It's 1 a.m. here. We're going to bed. We've been up since 7:30 now, so... And we've been going all goddamn day.
Yes. Thank you, and good night.
Bye.